Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, we will be talking about the Dark Horses' big win against West Bladen this past week to take control of the four-county conference. We'll also talk about this week's upcoming games, big games such as Clinton and Midway. And then we'll also talk about Michaela Boykin setting record after record in the state of North Carolina. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Ryan, good to be with you. Our county teams have been through the conference one time, and now we're getting ready to start back over and play the conference teams once again. And so we've got some tight races. We've got some unexpected teams doing well. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go along.
That's right, and the tight races continue as Clinton did win against West Bladen this past Thursday night on a 52-51 win. That was a very close game for the Dark Horses, closer than expected. They came out with a huge lead against West Bladen, and then West Bladen made a little bit of comeback.
Yeah, the Dark Horses played really well in the first quarter, took an 18-point lead. And as you said, West Bladen just chipped away at it, got it down to one, and actually had two shots to win it at the end. So the Dark Horses, you know, when you're on the road, you just do everything you can to win, and that's what the Dark Horses did.
The Dark Horses are now 8-0 in conference play. They will meet West Bladen again on February 3rd, that game at Clinton High School. That game might be for the regular season championship for Clinton or West Bladen. That race is tight for that conference. But as we look through the schedule this week, Clinton has a big game at Midway on the 27th. Let's give a little bit of a preview for that game.
Yeah, Midway is always a tough place to play. They have large crowds, and especially when Clinton comes to town. And Coach Creech, he'll have his team ready to play, geared up, and they'll play well. And so I'm expecting it to be a tight basketball game.
Midway lost to Clinton when they came to Clinton on the 3rd, losing 74-41. How can Midway keep the tempo to their level and not have Clinton score that many points?
Yeah, well, you just said it. They've got to control the tempo. Midway has to control the tempo to win this basketball game, and they can't turn the ball over. They've got to get some good shots, limit possessions for Clinton, and just keep it close until the fourth quarter. You get into the fourth quarter, and it's a close basketball game. Anything can happen.
Let's talk about Midway's week, as they have three games this week, two games, 2 days in a row. They've got at Lakewood and at Pender, two very tough teams. And then the Clinton game, obviously, we already talked about. But Midway is sitting there at the middle of the conference at 3-4 with Pender. So the Pender game is probably going to be their game this week. But as you look at the other two games, Pender and Lakewood, how can Midway get further up in the conference standings to possibly have a chance to win the conference?
Well, Lakewood, obviously being a non-conference game, not really that important at this point. As you said, the Pender game is very important. They need to win that one. And then if they could steal a win from Clinton and come away this week 3-0, it would be a huge week for Coach Creech and those Raiders.
Probably the biggest week of the season for Midway, as they've been struggling the past couple of weeks with a loss to West Bladen, 51-36. Looking forward to the schedule, they're going to Wallace Rose Hill and at West Bladen in a game, a home game against Trask. Really a tough schedule for Midway through the rest of the season.
Yeah, they've got their hands full. You know, there's no easy games this stretch of the season and this stretch of the schedule. So you just got to be ready to play every night and just give it all you've got.
Before we move on to girls basketball, we want to congratulate the Union Spartans for getting their first win of the season against Top Ten, a close 55-50 game. A really great game there for the Spartans, a big win for the program this season.
Yeah, it is. You know, they fight hard. You know, they give everything they've got, and so for them to come out with a win, it means a lot. And you kind of get off the bubble, so to speak. So hopefully they'll continue to be more, as they get along, they'll be more, grow, have more confidence in what they're doing, and you know, you never know. They may sneak up and win a few more.
And now as we move on to girls basketball, the Clinton girls just keep on rolling on an 8-game win streak. Their last loss was to Millbrook in the John Wall Holiday Invitational back in December. But Michaela Boykin setting another state record, 63 points against Pender this past Friday. Just a really talented player going to Duke, obviously, we've mentioned that. But as we look forward in the season, not really that much competition in the conference, but going through the playoffs, can they advance farther than ever before?
Yeah, there is, and I'll go ahead and say it, there is no way they're going to lose a basketball game for the rest of the regular season and the conference tournament. It's just not going to happen. There's no one in our conference that's even close to being able to play on the level that the Dark Horse girls can play. As you get into to playoffs, you're going to get the worst that probably they'll do is a third seed, which means you're going to have at least two, three rounds at home. That's going to mean a lot. And I anticipate as you see us get into the playoffs, you're going to see the play of Boykin and Kennedy and then some of these other ones really step their game up. They're not playing 100% right now. I mean, they're really – if you go out and you watch, you can see that they're playing 80, 85%. And they're just able to cruise to these wins. And I don't know if that's going to help or hurt, but I truly believe that they're battle-tested. And when you get in the playoffs, they'll turn it on, and I anticipate them getting deep into the playoffs.
And the Dark Horses will play East Bladen this week and Midway. Obviously two tough teams, but as you said, I don't think there's any way that they'll come out with a loss in the conference this season. Now the question is, with Michaela Boykin setting two NCHSAA records, can she set another one for most points?
Oh, sure she can. There's no doubt about it. If you go out and you watch her play, I watched the game the other night when she scored 63, and I was thinking she only had about 40 or 45. That's how smooth and it goes with her and as far as the game of basketball. So there's no doubt that she could break that record even again before the season's out.
All right, so now we move on to our predictions here at the end of the show. We've got a few games this week in the county, so some big games. So let's go ahead and predict the Midway-Lakewood game here on Monday night. Who wins it?
Yeah, so it's going to be away. It's going to be at Lakewood. It's going to be a tight game. Lakewood really down this year. I think Midway goes in there and wins the basketball game.
I believe that Midway will win as well, and I think that they'll be going into the Clinton game this week 2-0. With a win against Pender as well. Now for the Clinton Dark Horses game against the Midway Raiders. A big rivalry game in Sampson County. You saw it a few weeks ago. Midway losing to Clinton in a 74-41 game. Who wins this matchup?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big Raider fan, a big Coach Creech fan, but it's just hard to root against the Dark Horses this year with the talent level that they have. I think they go in there and really take care of business. They're playing well. There's no reason for them. You know, they're so deep that if somebody's off, they've got somebody to replace. And so when you've got that kind of depth, it's really hard to, if you're an opposing coach, you know, to have a game plan against this one or that one because he has a number of different young men that can beat you in different ways.
Coach Jordan always has a talented team, but I think this is – the most talented we've seen in years at Clinton High School. I think Clinton gets a big win again against Midway, and I don't see them losing another game in the conference, honestly. They've got some tough teams, but I think they'll prevail and get through the conference, and they'll win big against Midway. So that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Ron Davis and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.